Keys to the Culture podcast. It's your hostess with the mostest, Maisha, and this is a place where we celebrate Black creators, innovators, entrepreneurs who are shaping the culture around us and giving relevance to the creator economy one post at a time. So in other words, we're bringing for everybody Black. So today is a special episode, because why? Because you get me. You get me and my advice and some keys that's going to help you thrive in every aspect of your business as a creator online in life. And we want to give those tools back to you. We are not playing no games. And before we get started, I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Keys of Culture podcast itself, because we have our sweaters in stock, our hoodies are in stock in Black, we are in red, and we are in neighborhood blue. So make sure you cop our sweatshirts now on keysoftheculturepodcast.com. And you supporting the show. It giving back to Black creators. It giving back to the show so we can continue having amazing people on here every week showing up for you. Now, I've been seeing a trend of so many people talking about they not being supported online. Okay, as an entrepreneur and as a creative, I understand. We get it. We have those moments where we feel like we're not being supported and we have haters and people are not showing up for us and we online throwing subs around. We don't stop that today. We are not about to be playing those games and going tick for tack because you feel like you're not being supported. This is not the wave. And I'm gonna tell you why. I feel like haters are not really haters. I don't think haters are really haters. I feel like they're secret admirers that are like, hey, I love what he or she is doing. I wish it was me. I wish it was me doing it. I wish I showed up for myself like they did. I wish I stepped out and done what they do and step out on faith and do something outside the box and go for my dreams the way that they do, but they don't have the courage to do it. So they are dubbed as haters. These are people who are gonna watch you, but don't say nothing. They ain't gonna engage with you. These are people who from afar be watching you, because I feel like they're not really haters, because I'm going to tell you why. Because if someone really hates you, they won't watch you. They won't engage with you. They don't want nothing to do with you. So I feel like they're really secret admirers disguised as haters, and they really want to be more like you. They're taking gems from you. They're taking tools from you. They're watching you, trying to see whether you're going to do well or you're going to do bad. But we ain't going to harbor on the negative. We gonna think about all the people who are really supporting us and showing up. So me personally, I remember when I first started out as an entrepreneur, and it's tough, especially when you're going out into a space you have never been before. You're green. You're trying to figure it out. You're like, listen, this is a whole new journey for me, but I'm excited about it. I have this great idea and I want to do well. But then it's like, where is everybody at? Where is everybody at to help support me? Where's my family? Where's my friends? You know, sometimes people don't put no energy into supporting you until after they see the fruits of your labor. After they see you chug-a-lugging up that hill and you getting some momentum and they like, oh, wait, she doing something or he doing something. Let me help out or let me sow a seed. And we like to say that in church, sowing the seed, that's putting some money into your idea. And sometimes people won't ever do that. Some people will never put anything into what you're doing. I've known people for years who have never liked, never shared, never bought anything from me. And that's including family too. There's some family members who have never bought nothing from me, but it's okay. It doesn't make me feel less of a person. And I'm going to still do what I'm doing because baby, I'm still making waves. I'm still doing well, and you can do well too. So I feel like when it comes to supporters, there's two types of supporters. I really feel like there are. The first one is those real supporters, those people that show up no matter what. They're going to support you. If you come out with a new tissue line, they over there, oh, my friend got a new tissue. My daughter got a new tissue line. Y'all better go cop that. Those are those people. Those people that are going to support you no matter what it is from start to finish. They're like, look, I'm the number one supporter. I'm going to buy everything. I'm going to share everything. Even when I ain't got funds, honey, I'm going to make sure I'm going to tell somebody else about it so we can get you some sales. You know what I'm saying? Those are the real supporters, and those people are the people that like unconditionally will be there for you. And I really feel like that's a lot of people, mamas, You know what I'm saying? That's like your bestie, your real friend that you've been knowing since you was like 8. That's those people, right? And we love those people. Those people will be there 100%. Even if you ain't got the best idea, they still gonna show that love and support for you. And those are people we love and cherish with our hearts. Then we got the spectators, right? That's the second type of people. Now, spectators are the type of people that's gonna watch you, but ain't gonna engage. Those are the people that be on your story every day, right? They watching, but they ain't gonna never like it. They ain't gonna never share it. You got a post, you looking good. You put something on your post, you got a nice pic. Your video is fire. You promote your new product or your service. But those people they not gonna push that like button. They not gonna push it. They may watch you. They kind of similar to monitoring spirits, but we gonna talk about that a little later. Similar to a monitoring spirit, but these spectators are the kind of people similar to what we call the haters. They admire you secretly. They really do. They trying to see how far you gonna go. They trying to see, are you gonna really do something significant with this brand? Are you gonna really go the long haul to really make this happen? Is something really gonna happen at the end of this journey that you have of entrepreneurship, or whether it's a product, a service, a new song, your creative, or an art piece? They wanna see, is something really gonna happen? And then when something happens, oh, they're going to be the main ones that's going to hop on the bandwagon and be like, oh, that's my girl. That's my boy. I am so proud of you. Let me tell you something. Don't get mad at them. Don't get mad at them. I'm going to tell you why. I've had so many people hit me up in my DMs and say how proud they were of me, how happy they were for me when after I get some accolades started. And I'm like, at first, you like, okay, this is funny. But at the same time, you realize that they've been watching you the whole time. They could possibly be watching in admiration, watching to see if you fail. Or they can be some people that genuinely want to see you do well. And they maybe even pray for you. And those are the people that will hop on the bandwagon after you start getting some accolades. And I try not to, you know, take it in a negative way, because I feel like I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, right? But you don't have to be close with those type of people either. But I've been seeing a trend of people just getting upset and saying they're not being supported and nobody's supporting me. No one's showing love for me. No one's supporting me like I support them. But we got to understand that everybody don't love like you love. Everybody don't support like you support. Just like our love languages that we have, the 5 love languages, we understand the way we like to be loved may not be the same for our partner, may not be the same for our friends, may not be the same for our community, our online community that we're building. It may not be the same. Everybody shows up in different ways to support. So I try not to look at things in a negative way. You got to look at it this way. When you're building something, when you're starting, you're just building the foundation. You don't have a complete house yet. You don't have no pillars up. You don't have your wood. You don't have no cement. You don't have any installation. You don't have your electricity running through the house yet. You just have the foundation being built. And in the foundation, you got to get things right before you build it. If the foundation not right, the house is going to crumble down. And that's just like your brand and your services. If it's not built right, it's going to crumble on down. And what happens is people who love, support you, are spectators that's watching you, they're waiting to see what's going to happen. And a lot of times, if we run out of energy, if we run out of momentum, if we're not consistent, all they're going to be like is, I supported you, but you're not doing your job. You're not holding up your end. Or I've been watching you and I knew it wasn't going to work. I knew you weren't going to do what you're supposed to. So we have to get into the habit of focusing on us, focusing on the brand, and being able to really move forward in a positive direction based on our performance, based on our faith. If you have faith, and based on the work that we put in, because it's going to take work for you to be successful in any area of your life, whether that is in business, whether you work from 9 to 5, whether you have a relationship, a marriage, it's going to take work to do so. And as creative entrepreneurs, I know that we get, our battery run out. Mine ran out a couple times, but we got to learn the art of resting too. So make sure that's a part of your routine. But when it comes to supporters, we have to get out the mindset that everyone has to support us every time. Everyone has to be for us every time. That's not the case. Some people going through stuff. Everybody don't have money all the time to support you. Or they just don't have the capacity. They need to pour back into their cup before they can pour into yours. So you can't get offended if everyone is not always supporting you at every time. It's not always going to be like that. I mean, you could be a fan of Nike, but you're not buying every single Nike that come out every single week, because you know they be throwing them out there. So you're not going to show up every single week and buying a Nike. That's not possible, but you're still a fan of their brand. So allow people to have that grace of still being a fan of yours and support when they're able to. And support is not always monetary. Support can be reposting. It could be liking something, leaving a comment, saving something. That helps. Every little bit of support helps on this journey. But one thing I will say is when you're on this journey as an entrepreneur, you definitely have to have the right people in your corner. You don't want to have the wrong people in your corner as you move forward in this journey, as you experience obstacles, as you experience the roller coasters of entrepreneurship. You want to have those right people in place to really give you those gems, those tools, people praying for you, people who are going to connect you with the right people. That makes a lot of big difference. And I've been able to have that myself. You know, as an entrepreneur, I've been able to still have people praying for me. I've still been able to have amazing connections. I network, or I meet amazing people. They connect me with somebody else that can help me with something else, or vice versa. And, you know, having open discussions, talking about ideas, talking about how to make our brands better. That's important, having the right people in your corner. So making sure you do inventory on who you keep around you. And if you're in a position where you can't hire, grow, and scale your business, making sure you hire the right people. You don't want to be the smartest person in the room. That's cliche to say, but that's a fact. You don't want to be the only one in the room that's the smartest one that knows your brand well. The people you hire should be just as excited as you about your brand, your service, your personal brand. You know, they are just as excited as you are and can speak to it in a positive way and represent the brand even when you're not around. So you want to make sure you have those right people in your circle, in your business, as a friend, as a supporter, or an employee, a team member. It's really important. So finding those right people is going to be a super, super dope thing that you really want to put some emphasis on, in addition to making sure your brand is properly built and you reaching out to all these different channels to make sure you're promoting it. You know, we'll get more into branding, marketing, and content creation. But right now, I just want to just give you some encouragement as entrepreneurs to not to stop, not to give up. Don't allow the circumstances that may come in your way that are negative. There's some obstacles that may hit you. You may lose money. You may think that you don't have enough money to make something happen. And then all of a sudden, God come through with the alley hoop and he throws you the right people. He's working in the background to make things happen in your favor. He's setting you up in a positive way so that he can put you in position to make a connection to the right person to take your brand, your service, your nonprofit to the next level. It's not always about what we see. It's what God has for us in the future. It's what he already has that's working. It's already yours. It's already yours. Everything is already yours. It's already manifested in the spiritual realm. It has to come to fruition through the physical. And you have to keep your faith. You have to work hard, because faith without works is dead. So if you're not working and you just got faith, baby, what we doing? We got to work together to make it happen so we can see the fruits of our labor come into fruition. So take that word. Y'all continue to do well. Don't get sidebarred by not feeling like you're being supported. Someone loves you in this world. Someone's going to support you in this world. Even if it's not the five closest people to you, there could be someone in another country that sees you and says, I love what he's doing. I love what she's doing. I want to support. Don't neglect the people that are really there to support you because you feel like someone is not supporting you. It is not about who's not doing something for you. It is what is positively happening, what is moving you forward, what is putting value into this world. Don't get stuck on the haters. Don't get stuck on the secret admirers or the spectators. Pay attention to the love that you receive. Love is greater than all of it. Trust me. So thank you so much for watching this episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, and leave a comment. Let me know how we doing, because we got more episodes for you. We got more guests coming this season. And I want to make sure I'm giving you that value you need, because I know I'm dropping them gems. I know I'm giving you those keys so you can unlock your full potential. So until next time, visit us at Keys to Culture Podcast, and I'll see you soon. Maisha from Keys to the Culture Podcast. Are you a creative building a brand and want to take your business to the next level? Then listen up, because I got some exciting news for you. One of the fastest ways to reach your target audience is to promote on Keys to the Culture Podcast. Why? Because we have some of the biggest names in the game, from musicians to CEOs to creatives and bosses of all kind. So this is your chance to tap into our audience to grow your business to the next level. We work with small businesses as well as newbies in the game. So don't worry if you're just starting out, we got you covered. Are you ready to promote on Keys to Culture Podcast? Well, click the link in the bio to promote today.